If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
This is Donna.
So tell us, how much gas is in your tank?
I usually, right now I have a little bit over half.
Okay.
But I usually don't fill up on a quarter.
Right, a quarter. That's like me. No, that's not like me. What am I saying?
No.
All the way.
The thing is, when Kendra has a quarter of a tank of gas, she's like, I can go 4 or 5 hours. Let's go. Road trip.
Yes, totally.
Do you have a gas station that you will, like, push it because you want to get to a certain gas station?
No, I just go for whatever's cheapest.
Yeah, whatever's the cheapest. Yeah, same. Well, a quarter of a tank, that'd be good. That's high hopes for me. We appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Morning Magic. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sonia.
Sonia, how much gas is in your tank right now?
Well, I just filled mine yesterday as well, but normally I keep it at a half a tank. What happens if you get an emergency phone call during the night?
I know. No, oh. I think about that a lot, too. See, that's where my night self is battling with my morning self, because my morning self would love for me to get gas at night and be prepared in case things like that happen. But I don't know. I don't do it. It's awful. I can't explain it. I live on the edge and it's
she
not
does.
Good.
Sonia, do you always leave it at least half full? Do you never let it get? Really?
No. Never. No.
Wow.
I know. And I have little kids, too. I should think about that. I probably should have my gas tank always ready to go in case of an emergency.
Really, you don't know if you're going to get a call during the night. And if you're on empty and you're not near a gas station that's open, you're out of luck.
You know, it's funny. Mm-hmm. I did that when I was pregnant with all three kids. That was one thing. I always made sure that I had gas in my tank because I was too afraid that I was going to have to give birth at home.
Yeah.
And that I wasn't going to make it to the hospital if I needed to. But I need to get that fear back in my brain again.
I know. Sonia, thank you, because, you know, we really do need to reset Kendra's brain.
Good luck.
I know. Don't worry. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.